In 2007, Jerry Dobek designed a new ceiling inside the State Theater in Traverse City. He used fiber optics to make an exact replica of the stars and constellations you'd see at night in Traverse City in August.
So it would look like the true night sky. So if you peeled the roof off of the State Theater, that's what you would see during August 11th at 11 p.m. above the State Theater centered at that location.
Dobek runs the observatory owned by Northwestern Michigan College, and he teaches astronomy and math. He was excited to tell NMC's Board of Trustees about his work at the State Theater and thought it would reflect well on the school. But when he got to the meeting, he found out the board no longer heard updates from faculty. That monthly report had been removed from the agenda.
So it was left for me to do an update to the board during the public comment portion of it. It just felt kind of strange doing it that way and not feeling like I was part of the process here.
That was 9 years ago. And Jerry Dobek says changes like that at NMC have him and his colleagues feeling left out and wondering if college officials care about what happens in the classroom. Last night, they used public comment to give a detailed account of their concerns. Faculty members took turns describing an administration they say makes all the decisions. Philosophy instructor Mella McCormick says in 2014, they were told all the committees at NMC had become advisory.
Committee members could advise, but all decisions would be made by President Nelson.
A lot of the criticism focused on College President Tim Nelson. McCormick told the trustees that Nelson doesn't listen.
President Nelson regularly held town hall and listening session meetings, but those meetings were for questions only. If President Nelson attended a faculty council meeting, he would present for 45 minutes to an hour and answer questions, but there was no meaningful dialogue.
None of the trustees responded to the faculty's comments. They did meet in closed session to discuss contract negotiations. After the meeting, Tim Nelson said he doesn't want to get into a he said, she said with the faculty. When asked about decision-making power at NMC, he said there can be different interpretations of things.
But again, that's not something that I want to get into a it's this or it's that. Okay, so the records are out there for people to look at.
Which records do you mean?
In terms of how the college works and in terms of who's on what committees and where they go.
So. Okay. So do any of those committees, and what I'm understanding them to say is that none of those committees have decision-making authority. They're all advisory.
I would ask you to look at where advice has not been followed. Okay, and we have policies in terms of what committees are charged to do. So you can take a look at those. The formal processes are there. Those have not changed.
Okay,
I got to go.
Nelson says they want a contract as soon as it's reasonable to get one done, and he says the college is negotiating in good faith. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.